morning and welcome back. Welcome back to Chamber Chat. My name is Karen Bergeron, Vice President, the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. And my extraordinary co-host is...
I'm Emma Brooks, the Event and Communication Coordinator for the Chamber. Thank you, Karen. So many nice words to describe me today.
It's all true. You
well,
are
thank
very
you.
Extraordinary. And for all the listening audience that loves animals like Emma and I do, you're in for a big, big treat. We have as our third guest, Jill O'Connell. And she is the executive director of the Lowell Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. We always have so much fun when you come on. we really have a great time because both, like I said, Emma and I are really big animal lovers. We love to hear all about what's going on.
Excellent. I'm in good hands then.
Great. First off, a lot of people really do love animals and they wonder if they could possibly get involved. So if people can get involved, can you tell us how to do so?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of different ways to get involved. And we've definitely been growing as an organization over the last few years, too. So there's new and different ways that maybe weren't available a few years ago. Obviously, the easiest way to get involved is to volunteer. We have volunteers that help us with everything under the sun. It's not just the animal care. We certainly have those volunteers that will come in every morning and help us clean cages and feed animals and get the shelter ready to be open for the general public. But we also have a lot of volunteers that do a lot of things that are behind the scenes. Helping us transport animals to and from the vet saves the staff a lot of time. Helping coordinate events, helping to get donations for certain events or just to help the shelter in general. We have photographers that help us get photos up on our website, volunteers that help with the website, that help with our social media presence. So lots and lots of different ways to get involved. That's one way. Obviously, you know, you can adopt. That's a great way to become part of the family and become involved with the Humane Society. And then also we wouldn't be able to function without our donors. They're a huge part of what we're able to do. We wouldn't be able to do it without those donors.
And you have a big event coming up tomorrow, Paws for Celebration. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We do. It's we're hoping it will be our annual auction. This is the second time that we've done it. It seems to be auction season, so there's a lot of that going around. So we're just at the final stages getting ready. It's tomorrow night. It's at the Tewksbury Country Club. There are tickets still available. You can purchase them on our website or actually by coming down to the shelter. It is looking to be a really fun event. We have probably over 150 silent auction items. We're going to have a small mini live auction with about six or seven items there. We're going to have a wine toss game for people to participate in. Lots of food, lots of fun, lots of music. And it's going to be, again, at the Tewksbury Country Club tomorrow night from 7 to 9.
Good. And people can still purchase tickets.
They can. We prefer that they not get them at the door, but we're not going to turn anybody away. You know, we just like to have a number count. So if they can get them online or at the shelter up until the end of today, and, of course, if there's any sort of last-minute people that want to come, we certainly can get tickets at the door as well.
Right. It's nice to have a head count.
Exactly.
Or at least an approximate. That's great. Is there any special animals available for adoption that you could tell me about? I always love this part.
Of course, there's always special animals available for adoption. We have quite a few animals right now, so if anyone is looking for a cat or a rabbit or a hamster, we encourage you to come down to the shelter and take a look. All of our animals are posted on our website, thanks to our fantastic volunteers, and they have some beautiful photos to give you an idea of what they look like. We obviously have quite a few dogs, I think, right now available for adoption.
Really? I'm surprised.
Yeah. Oh, we're pretty full with dogs for the most part. You know, it goes through waves. You know, sometimes we have, every dog might have an adoption pending, which I love to see. But, you know, we generally have always at least six dogs, sometimes upwards of 14 dogs that will be available for adoption. I think we probably have six or seven right now. The animal that probably stands out to me the most right now is Sammy. Sammy is a four-year-old domestic short hair black cat that's at the shelter. Mm-hmm. Sammy is a love. He actually is living in our staff break room right now, so he gets to hang out with the staff every day during their lunchtime. He gets a little stressed being at the shelter. It can be a kind of hectic environment, and he doesn't like his space to be changed too much. So when he gets into a new environment, you know, he gets really loud, and it can be a little bit of a turnoff for potential adopters because mm-hmm. they don't understand that it's just because he's stressed. Always sweet. Doesn't really do much of anything but give you some loud meows to be like, eh, where am I? But we're encouraging people to come and meet him and come to the back staff room and spend some time with him. And we're hoping that we can find a place that he can settle in and be comfortable with, because he really deserves it. He's a very sweet cat.
Mm-hmm. And what are the hours that people can come visit?
We're open almost every day. The only day that we're closed is Mondays. So we're open, including Saturdays and Sundays, from 12 to 4 every day, except Thursdays we're open later as well. So if people work and they find it hard to come down, Thursday nights we're open till 6, and then Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4.
Awesome.
Yeah, flexible hours. Now, this is not the only event. I mean, it's a big event, and we want everyone to attend. But you've got a lot of other exciting events that, if they can't make it tomorrow, they can definitely make it to one of these other events. Can you tell us about Art for Animals and the Holiday Photo Days and Bazaar?
Oh, sure. Yeah. As a nonprofit, I mean, that's events are really important to us. It's a way to get money to come into the shelter, obviously, but it's also a way to really involve the community in what we're doing. So they're really important to us. You know, some events might be, the ticket price might be a little bit more than what some people maybe can afford. So we have a lot of different smaller events that are definitely reasonably priced and, you know, anybody can participate. So one of the really fun events that we have, the staff and the volunteers love, it's a great way for us to meet some of our alumni animals after they've gone home, or just some animals from the community. We do a photo day with Santa, and we do that right at the shelter. And we also have a holiday bazaar at the same time, so you can shop and get some, you know, take some chances on some raffle baskets or buy some, you know, holiday pet gifts as well. And we do that. That's coming up in December, so there's still plenty of time to get there. Or actually, November. We do it the first weekend after Thanksgiving, so it's going to be November 28th, and then also the following Sunday, so it's Saturday and Sunday at the shelter. And you can bring your kids down. You don't have to have a pet. You can do it with your kids. You can do it with your pets. You can have just your pet in the photo. You can have a family photo with your pet included. We'll work with you, whatever you would like to have. So.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And I have personally brought one of my dogs there before, and it was very fun.
I bet it was. Oh, great. Now, I know that you've got something, and I haven't heard of this before. Art for Animals.
Yeah, we do some different types of, I think people, paint nights is kind of more of a common term that they might hear, or the wine and paint nights, the mm-hmm. sip and paint. So we work with a couple different local artists in the area, and they have events for us. We hold one of them probably about every month. So sometimes it might be an animal art that involves an animal, or it may not, but we get a portion of all the proceeds that comes directly from the shelter with the different organizations and artists that work with us. So those are really fun events. It's, again, a different way to get involved. The Artist Bar has been fabulous to us. Weston Ave Studios have been fabulous to us. And it's just a really another easy way to do something that you might do anyway. It's just a night out, and yet you can support the animals while you're doing it. So those types of events are always great to have.
That's wonderful. And all these events are on your website.
They are. We list all of our events on the website, and all the proceeds go to help cover the cost of the care of the animals who are at their shelter, and really help to go towards the medical bills that we have, especially this past year, probably close to $50,000 spent on sort of outside medical costs for the animals, so not including your basic vaccines and spay neuters, but things that we have to do, like orthopedic surgeries for animals that come in, or bladder stones, or different types of unique surgeries that can run upwards of over $1,000 just for one animal to get them healthy and adoptable.
If someone had bought a cat or adopted a cat somewhere else, and the cat or dog, they're not neutered or spayed, is that something they could make an appointment and you could help them with?
We can help them. We don't have a vet on staff. Surprisingly, that's why our medical costs are so high, because we have to work with local community vets in order to get most of that done. But we'd like to be a resource for the community, and we are aware of all of the low-cost programs that are out in the area. And we can certainly, depending on what type of animal they have, we can direct them to the nearest clinic or low-cost option that might be available to them, because they do change. A lot of those clinics are based on grant money. So when the grant money runs out, sometimes the prices will go up. So we're really involved with the community and involved with the other local vets and local shelters, and can direct them to where they can get the surgery done for the lowest cost. So
that's a great, great resource.
It really is. And besides monetary donations, you guys also have a wish list, right, of things that you need that you use?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, things that, you know, you wouldn't even, if you're doing your regular food shopping and pick up an extra bottle of bleach, we use a lot of bleach at the shelter to clean and disinfect. Laundry detergent, the amount of laundry that is created by, you know, over 100 animals in a shelter can be quite a bit. things like paper towels, you know, stamps. You know, people don't think of the stuff that we have, you know, just with our business manager, with the amount of letters and thank yous and, you know, things that we have to send out through the mail. So paper and stamps and things like that are, we go through on a pretty regular basis. So we have a full list, a wish list, and it's from things that could be as inexpensive as $2 upwards to, you know, maybe a $300 printer that we might be in need of. So that full list is on our website as well.
That's great, because the things that you just mentioned, I'll be honest, I never thought. I know I've always dropped off towels and blankets and sheets and things of that nature, but I never thought about bleach or stamps or any of the other things. It makes sense when you say it.
Yeah, we need everything that a regular business needs to operate. So when you talk about, you know, your office supplies and all those things, plus we need all the supplies to take care of the animals, plus the cleaning supplies. So there's a laundry list of things that are really helpful to us at the shelter, including things that people just have in their house. You know, if you're buying a new set of towels, towels are, you know, we go through them and we use them every day for cleaning purposes to help make the animals comfortable. So we love those calls when people are doing some spring cleaning and they have some extra blankets and towels, and we'll gladly take those as well.
It is. It's wonderful. And it's good because, you know, the towels are still good, but you've changed the color and that you just want to update. It's a perfect place. You're knowing that these towels are going to have a loving home with loving
pets. They won't go to waste.
No, right. And having pets help with it. It's
Yeah, the animals don't care if they're a little faded from the sun.
Right.
Those things don't bother them.
No. They just like to be dry and or be able to lay on them and be a little bit of a piece of home.
Absolutely.
Well, now we're going to want to come back with you after this and play with all of them.
You're welcome to. We'll probably be open by then. We open at noon today. So.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left. If you could please just give us your contact information again, website, and we'll give the update information on your event for tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely. All of the information on the event and also photos and information on all the available animals at the shelter is on our website. It's www.lowellhumanesociety.org. If you have any questions, you can always call the shelter. Our number is 978-452-7781. And you can also find us on Facebook, Lowell Humane Society, and Twitter. So we have a pretty good social media presence. So if you just Google us, hopefully we pop up in multiple different areas. But the website's probably the easiest way to get all of our events as well as all of our animals.
And your hours?
Our hours were open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 12 to 4. We're open Thursdays, 12 to 6, and we're closed on Mondays.
Wow, something for everyone.
Yes, there's always a time someone should be able to get down there.
Definitely.
Pick up a furry friend.
Thank you so much for all that you do for our area, and especially all the love and the attention and the great care you give all the animals.
Thank you so much. And again, if people want to just check out our website, tickets are still available for the event tomorrow night. It's at the Tuxeroy Country Club from 7 to 9, and all the proceeds go to help benefit the shelter and the animals there.
And that's a great venue, too, so it's going to be, I'm sure, a beautiful night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're very excited.
You never can go wrong at the Tuxbury Country Club. They do a phenomenal job.
They do, and they've been wonderful to work with, too. So
that is wonderful. Thank you so much. And just so that the listening audience can know, next Thursday is an extremely big day for the Chamber, and we're having our 20th anniversary membership dinner. And Emma, can you tell them the details?
Yes, I'm so excited for this. It's going to be next Thursday at Lindsay's, and it's going to be Roaring Twenties themed.
Yay.
So yes, it's going to be a great night. We're working on the decorations now, and so it's going to look beautiful, and we're going to have some great food, some the YouTube video awards, some entertainment, a photo booth. So very excited for it.
Definitely. And we're having something new this year that I am over the moon, excited about, and that is our community Champions.
Yes, the Community Champion Awards. We have selected Community Champions, or well, we haven't selected them. They've been nominated by the towns that we cover, and we have some great recipients, so we're very excited for that.
We're thrilled. It's going to be exciting. And the town managers, city manager, are going to do the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So they did the nominations, and they'll do the presentations.
Yes, so it's not going to be a night to miss. You'll definitely want to be there, and tickets are still available for that as well.
Exactly, and we do have quite a few surprises.
Yes, we
do. We're not going to say, because then it won't be a surprise, but when I say entertained,
mm-hmm.
I do mean entertained.
Yes.
So it's
going to we're going to have a raffle. It's going to be great.
That's right, and I would say the majority of people will be coming straight from work, so they'll just be in regular business attire. And there's going to be a few of us that is going to dress up in Roaring Twenties style.
Mm-hmm. Especially you. I know you have your outfit ready.
I do. I'm just going to look for something for my head. I need some Roaring Twenties type of band with feathers, or the ones that's got the beads on it. I mean, we're going all the way here.
Yes, we're going all out.
We really are. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you can call the chamber at 978-459-8154 and ask for Emma Brooks, and she'll take great care of you. Or they can go on our website. I'll let you.
It's greaterlowellchamber.org. So pay us a visit, and we hope to see you there.
Yes, and go under the events tab.
Yes, under the events tab. It's actually right on the homepage, though. So you should. It's under the events tab, but it's also on the homepage. So you should see it right there.
Fantastic. And Jill is still here, so we're so lucky to have her. And I hope people will come out if they haven't made plans already for tomorrow night at the Tewksbury Country Club.
Thank you. Yes, so exciting.
Oh, and the hours for tomorrow?
Tomorrow it's from 7 to 9, and we'll also have, like I said, games. We're going to have a wine toss, which is something new and fun, and a photo safari to Africa, and so many other things. So we hope you can join us.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. That's wonderful. And want to give us your website also?
Sure. Yep, it's www.lowellhumanesociety.org.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to 2016, if you can believe that. I kind of hate to bring it up because it's going to be coming so fast, but there's going to be wonderful events at the Lowell Humane Society as well as the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. So I want to thank everyone for being here and helping us out, and I'll let Emma, you could say goodbye. And
awesome. Well, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Jill, for being here. You are listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.